That was the second movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 with Tafelmusik, Bruno Weil directing. And I'm joined today by Mandel Chung, a fascinating figure, former tech entrepreneur who is a conductor by passion. He's created the Mandel Philharmonic, an ensemble dedicated to bringing masterworks to life with fresh energy. Now, many may remember his remarkable performance of Mahler's Second Symphony recently with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, an absolutely bold undertaking for any conductor. He's back now, and the Mandel Philharmonic returns with an evening of romantics at Kerner Hall. That is taking place tomorrow, October 2nd, 7:30 p.m., and it will feature some of the music you just heard, Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, and also Brahms' Mighty First Symphony. Well, I have our special guest on our jukebox line right now, and I can't wait to dive into his unique story and his thoughts about this upcoming performance tomorrow. Welcome, Mandel.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Should I call you Dan or Daniel?
Both work. Both work. And shall I call you Maestro?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, we'll stick with first name basis. Great to have you. I'm so intrigued by your hugely successful career in tech and, of course, your lifelong passion with music. And one thing I've always wanted to ask you is, when did that leap from technology to conducting first take shape? Was it always kind of brewing, or was there kind of a spark that happened?
My love started way, way before anything else. I heard when I was 13 years old, I was in the backyard of the house. I listened to a little FM radio with an antenna and earphones.
Oh, nice.
And I just accidentally heard the playing of Saint-Saëns' Third Violin Concerto.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. That captured me. And from then on, I became a lover of classical music.
That did it. Wow. An incredible, thrilling, romantic concerto. A fiery brilliance in that one. Now, many people are so fascinated by your recent experience conducting Mahler Second with the TSO. What was that experience like? Were there moments in that performance where you thought, this is why I'm a conductor?
No. One interesting thing that I discovered about conducting is, once you're on a podium, you're in a realm that is by itself. Your music, you're completely into music. No other thought hits your head.
Right, right. You're encapsulated right there, like a bubble.
That's a good word.
So Mahler Second is so powerful. The Resurrection Symphony, it's like a spiritual journey and captures so much of what it means to be human. Life, death, resurrection. It's a very complex work. And all the conductors I've spoken with consider it one of the most challenging works that they've worked on. How was your experience leading up to that event?
Oh, it is indeed. I was fortunate. I have Mandel Philharmonic with some of the best players in the city. So we were able to rehearse Mahler Second several times in front of the TSO. So.
And tell me about your upcoming concert tomorrow. How did you decide to pair Beethoven's Eighth with Brahms' Number 1 for this program? Is there something in particular you want your audiences to hear tomorrow?
The Brahms one, I think we played it, the Beethoven 8, I think it's the first time. Yeah, the two is quite contrast. The Beethoven is quite light.
Oh, yeah, contrast, absolutely. Well, some people have considered the Brahms first to be Beethoven's 10th. Do you kind of hear it as an homage to Beethoven, or also Brahms starting to assert his own unique voice?
I think that it has no similarity of any kind.
Yeah, well, Brahms is definitely asserting his own unique voice in that one. It took him 20 years to dive into it. Well, as someone who has succeeded successfully in two different worlds, are there any parallels you see between leading a tech company and leading an orchestra?
I enjoy both. Running a company takes, it's over long periods of time. In music, it is very focused in very short durations.
Okay, yes. And what do you hope audiences will take away from your concert tomorrow?
Oh, I just hope they enjoy it. I mean, that's why we have concerts and performance
Got it. Okay. Definitely, it will be an inspiring evening, an evening of romantics at Kerner Hall tomorrow. That's with the Mandel Philharmonic. Thursday, October 2nd, 7:30 p.m. features Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 and Brahms' very majestic First Symphony. There's an offer going on, a promo code available to you, our dear listeners today, and that is use this code, B50, that's B-E-E 50, at the website mandelphil.com, and you'll get 50% off the entrance price. Also, children under 16 can attend free of charge. All right, Mandel, any closing thoughts, anything you'd like to share with our listeners today about your incredible career and transformation?
We look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. Hopefully, we have a full house audience and everyone enjoys the evening like we do.
Terrific. It sure will be very inspiring, and very inspiring to speak with you as well. Mandel, good luck tomorrow to you.
Thank you.
And your wonderful, world-class team of musicians.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Till next time. Cheers.
Bye-bye.